Sweet Susie at the seaside, waiting for a boat. She gets a little itchy in case he doesn't show. See, he has got a history of leaving her high and dry, but still that ticker skips a beat with every passerby. Don't let him take her for a fool, Susie. He's playing hard and playing cool, Susie. You teach him not to treat you cruel, Susie. Oh, sweet Susie, who's he think he is?
Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. It's your weekly roundup of all the best events that are happening in and around Oxford. And this week, our intro music was Oh Sweet Susie from the band The Crays. They're a local band, but part of a big show this week, which you'll hear a bit more about in a minute or so.
This week I've got some classic comedy and the International Women's Festival.
I've got some tragic comedy, experimental music and a celebration of twins.
And I'm going to be talking about dance and St. David. And a celebration later in March, after St. David's Day, is going to be Mother's Day. It's the 15th of March this year, and we are running a competition on Daily Info to win either a bouquet or a £50 voucher for flowers from Bloomin' Chic. It is a quiz, the competition, this time round. There's a proverb round, a music round and trivia round. It's quite tricky.
Although entries so far are all getting them right.
You might win a prize, and the competition closes on the 9th of March. So you've got over a week, plenty of time to learn a lot about mothers for our quiz.
But it's time for our Oxford fact now. So each week we are going to be reading out a fact about Oxford that you may not have known before listening to this podcast. And this week our fact comes from Arash Fatamian on Twitter. So basically in 1224, the Grey Friars founded a friary in Oxford, and it's under where the Sainsbury's is now, in the Westgate Centre. So the fact that's come in has said that there's a little known planning condition that means that if you go into, I guess, into Sainsbury's, you can ask to see some of these old sites that are underneath it, and they have to show you. Now, I'm not sure if this is true or not, but it is definitely true that that's where the site is, right underneath your, maybe it's your local food shop. So that is quite an interesting fact that you may not have known.
And you can go and test and see how true it is by going into Sainsbury's and asking to go and see the sites.
Exactly. They might think you're a bit strange, but give it a go. And also send in your own Oxford facts if you know something that's a little bit strange and unusual about Oxford, and we may mention you and read it out next week.
We've also got some sad news today, which is that today, the 25th of February, is the last ever Orange Wednesday.
No!
I know.
Get me to a cinema.
Yeah, the scheme's been going for over 10 years now, started in 2003, but EE, since buying Orange, have decided that they don't want to continue it.
No, but what are we going to do now instead?
Well, actually, there are a couple of ways to get around the sort of full-price cinema ticket. So basically, if you're going to Odeon, what you can do is they have an Odeon Premier card scheme, which you can sort of sign up for. Mm-hmm. What you can do is you can ask for the card but not actually activate it. If you go to the cinema, buy a ticket and let them scan the card, they'll give you a special receipt with offers on it. Quite often you get buy one, get one free, and also you can get two for £10 outside the M25.
Are we supposed to be saying these kind of things? Is this okay?
It's the Oxford fact and the Emma life hack.
actually, if you're in Whitney or Didcot, there are Cineworlds there. And something that you could potentially do is Cineworld do an unlimited pass. So for £16.40 a month, you can see as many films as you want.
Wow. Well, that was quite sad news. So let's start off with something bright and happy this week. One Man, Two Governors is at the New Theatre until Saturday. This is a brilliant show. It opened last night and I went along to see it. And it's really funny. You just don't know if things are planned or improvised, which makes it even funnier, to be honest. This is Richard Bean's comedy based on Carlo Goldoni's The Servant of Two Masters, which is Italian, but this has been brought into Britain. It's set in Brighton in the 1960s, so it's all that kind of big hair, costumes, musical, skiffle band type stuff. And it's all been made very British comedy as well, with like slapstick and puns and one-liners. So if you're into that kind of thing, definitely go down and see it. We have a review on our website that you can check out as well. And I also went down to interview the cast yesterday, just before their first show. And you can listen to a clip from that here. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
I'm here with the cast of One Man, Two Governors. Do you want to go around and introduce yourselves, maybe?
I'm Gavin Spokes. I play Francis Henshaw.
Hello, I'm Barry from EastEnders and I play Charlie Clench.
Hello, I'm Honey from EastEnders. I play Dolly.
Alice from EastEnders. Pauline Glenn.
So we're going to change the name to One Man, Two Governors, Three EastEnders. Come on.
Yeah, I was a little bit apprehensive when I saw that you were all from EastEnders. I was like, oh my God, I don't even watch EastEnders. I can't do this.
How dare you.
But I have seen this show. Don't miss much. So I do have something to go on. Can I ask you then to explain, without giving too much away, a little bit about each of your characters?
I play Francis, who is the one man in the title. I arrive in Brighton with one boss, and then within about 5 minutes I get another boss. And my objective for Act 1 is to try and find a decent meal. And then there's various other subplots happen besides, but that's basically what my character
is. You have to keep
about.
Them apart, don't you?
That's it. Thanks for that. Yeah. Sean's actually my
PA. In case you haven't
PA.
Twigged by now.
Yeah, if I hadn't noticed it to this point in the run, no. Yeah, so it's quite a busy show.
I play Charlie Clench. One of the governors in the title is a gangster called Roscoe Crabb, who turns up in Brighton, which is a shock to us because we all thought Roscoe was dead. And Roscoe is dead. It's his twin sister disguised as him. Mm. So it's a shock to me because I owe him $6,000, which in 1963 was about $100,000. And he was also engaged to my daughter before he died. So I run around basically trying to find $6,000 I haven't got while trying to get my daughter married.
Okay.
I play Dolly. She's a northern feminist, strong, opinionated woman. Some cracking one-liners. I live at Charlie's house. I'm his sort of housekeeper, general dog's body. And sort of play the love interest of Francis Henshaw. So we have a little bit of a flirt, don't we, Gav? It's fun.
I play Pauline Clench, who is a typical dumb blonde. I've got a massive 60s blonde wig, and I'm completely confused, don't know what's going on the whole time, and I'm engaged to get married, and then Roscoe comes along and ruins it all, and I'm furious.
And she's Charlie's daughter.
And I play Sean's daughter, yeah, Charlie.
Right, okay. So there's a lot of things going on.
Yes, it's quite a lot. Yeah.
It's busy.
It's like a carry-on film mixed with a pantomime.
You can listen to the full interview on our Oxcast Extra, which contains another track from the band The Craze that play in the show. And that track is called My Man's a Gamut. And the musical director of the band is also from Bicester, so that's a nice local link that we've got there. So go over to the Oxcast Extra and give that a listen. This is One Man, Two Governors at the New Theatre until Saturday.
Over at the Playhouse this week, you can go see some stripped-back theatre with really inspired sound design. It's Macbeth by Filter Theatre, and they're in town until Saturday. Last year, Filter Theatre came to Oxford Playhouse in January with a raucous Twelfth Night. And to give you an idea of the kind of way they work, Malvolio in their show last year had gold, sort of Kylie-inspired hot pants instead of the traditional yellow socks. And in the party scene, they actually ordered fresh pizzas and hot pizzas being passed around the theatre and a conga line danced around as well. So that's the kind of thing they do. And they're sort of taking this very playful, irreverent form of creating shows and applying it this time to a kind of darker show. So it's less of that kind of fun stuff, but that gives you an idea of the irreverence of Filter Theatre's shows. So this year, Macbeth is brought to life in their kind of crazed way, and so scenes are being spliced together, which brings a really great pace to the show. It's very, very quick. If you have never seen Macbeth before, this might not be the best show to go see to introduce you to it. You'd want to have prior knowledge of it or good knowledge of Shakespeare to really get a lot out of this piece. It is quite short, though. It runs at about an hour and 20 minutes, so quite a condensed piece of theatre. And it's got the most amazing sound design. There's sort of live soundscape on the stage with various sort of instruments. Some of them have just been constructed for this piece. So kind of unrecognisable pieces of technology and kind of a string thing that looks a bit like a theremin. Very unusual, but brilliant sound design. That's really the main focus of this show. There's also two reviews online if you want to go read a bit more about this production. It's Macbeth by Filter Theatre. It's going to be at the Oxford Playhouse until Saturday.
And this Thursday, the 26th, at 8 p.m. at the North Wall, you can see a one-man show written and performed by Martin Bonger. It's called Fat Man, and it reimagines the myth of Orpheus, grieving over his lost love, Eurydice. So the show is enormously critically acclaimed. Last year, in 2014, it ran at the Oval House, and it actually played at this year's Vault Festival, gaining a number of five-star reviews. So basically, the show presents Orpheus as a sort of washed-up stand-up, performing to an audience of gods, which the real audience sits among.
And it's created by a stand-up who's not washed up?
It's actually a theatre company. They're called Move to Stand. And so although Orpheus represents a stand-up, it's more that he's rejected music. So that's the sort of reason that he continues performing but needs an alternative sort of art form. So it's actually quite a bittersweet show. It's comic, but For those of you who are familiar with the myth, it's actually a tragedy, which is sort of something quite Greek about it, performing the comedy and definitely the tragedy at once. So tickets are £13 or £11 for concessions. And there are actually a number of special £5 student tickets available, which you will have to ring the box office for. They're not available online. There are about 30 seats left, so, you know, why not visit the North Wall on Thursday? One small caveat, though, the show is recommended 14+, as it does contain strong language.
Thank you for the warning, Emma. So Oxford's Dance Extravaganza, Dance in Oxford, is back for 2015. The theme this year is Taking Part, and the festival commences officially on the 27th of February. It runs through to the 9th of March, so we'll highlight a couple of things happening this week, and then we'll probably bring it up again next week. We'll also have a feature page on Daily Info linking to all the events. And last year I interviewed the director of the festival, Claire Thompson. And so if you want to hear more about its history and more about what happened last year to give an idea of this year, then you can find that on the Oxcast extra page. So an interesting event happening both Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 at the Pegasus is a show called Moving with the Times. And this is going to feature about four Oxfordshire-based dance artists and companies showcasing their work. So there'll be four different pieces, completely different styles, but all being made here locally. Apparently the pieces will include elements of film, live music, digital interaction and physical theatre. So all very different, but they'll all give you a really good taste of what's being made in the county at the moment. And that's Friday and Saturday night at the Pegasus. But the big launch of the festival is happening Saturday all day on Broad Street and Bond Square. There's a full schedule actually online on the Dance in Oxford website. But essentially there's going to be dance happening on Broad Street and Bond Square between 10 till 4 all day. Some people will be repeating their acts, but if you're just walking around town, definitely go to those areas and see what you can get a glimpse of. And as well as the shows and public performances, Dance in Oxford has loads of workshops and ways to participate. So if you want to try a new dance, there's all sorts of things available. A lot of them are free or extremely cheap. And with the theme being taking part this year, there's probably more than usual available in that area. So Dance in Oxford starts this Friday, runs until the 9th of March. Find out more on danceinoxford.co.uk or on Daily Info, where you can find all the events and also my interview with Claire Thompson in the Oxcast Extra last year.
And for a different sort of workshop, this Friday the Anima Ensemble will be coming to the Jacqueline Dupre Music Building. Not sure why I announced that with a slight French accent. So from 8 p.m. They'll be performing and you can see live music combined with abstract animation. But from 2 till 5 p.m. there'll be a composition workshop open to all. So Anima is a collaborative project and they try to bring together sort of contemporary composers and visual artists. The programme is enormous. I think there are nearly 30 different artists involved in the show on Friday. And some of the pieces will actually have been composed at the workshop earlier in the day. It's perhaps worth mentioning that the event's part of MASH, or Music at St Hilda's, which is an organisation for experimental music. So although the instruments used will be quite traditional, you know, violins and cellos, it will be sort of genre-pushing music.
And will the musicians be professionals playing it live, or will it be students who participated in the workshop earlier that day, or is that the kind of final product?
I believe that the workshop is just for composition, and that the musicians are sort of pre-booked. But I don't know definitively.
Could be a mix.
So tickets are between £10 and £15, depending on where you'd like to sit. And again, there are special student tickets available at £5. So to recap, the workshop runs from 2 till 5, and the performance starts at 8.
If you want to find out any more about the events that we've been mentioning, and many more, then you can find that on our What's On section of our website.
Also in our What's On section is listings of all the films in Oxfordshire. So if you want to go to a cinema tonight for the last Orange Wednesday, then you can go pick a film on our events listing.
And if you need some help to decide which film to see, we have an extensive review section.
You can follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, or you can search us on Facebook at Daily Info Oxford. So like Dance in Oxford, we've got another festival coming up, the Oxford International Women's Festival, that we're going to be talking about more next week, but just thought we'd mention this week. Next week, we're going to talk more in detail about the events and also have an interview about one of the events, so look out for that. But Oxford International Women's Festival is running from Saturday until the 14th of March, which obviously encompasses International Women's Day on the 8th of March. It's been running for 25 years, and this year's theme is Women Crossing Borders. So there's going to be lots of talks and film screenings and fairs, and there's even a walk or two going on as well, I believe, to raise some money for charity. there are lots of women's groups around Oxford involved in this and also that get supported by this if some of them are fundraising events. And if you want to find out about the women's groups in Oxford, we do have a women's group page on our website which lists all the groups. And if you are in one or know of any more, you can send that into us as well. There is still time to get involved with the International Women's Festival, so if you would like to get in touch with them, you can find them on Facebook or Twitter, or you can go to their website, Oxford International Women's Festival, all one word, .co.uk, and contact them there for how to help. That is the Oxford International Women's Festival, running from Saturday until the 14th of March.
This Sunday from 2:30pm at the Blackfriars Chapel in St Giles, members of the Oxford Leon Association and Trust will be singing a Nicaraguan folk mass. Now, you might be wondering why specifically Nicaraguan mass in Oxford. The answer being that Leon is actually one of Oxford's five twin cities. I think, do you guys know the other ones? Or
five twin cities.
Yeah, five.
So Leon.
Yep.
Grenoble, went there on my French exchange.
Yep. Bonn.
Uh-huh.
Perm.
Yep.
What's the last one?
Is it in Germany?
It's in the Netherlands.
Pass.
Leiden?
Okay.
Yeah. So the Mass has actually been going for over 20 years, by which I mean the idea of the Mass rather than the only... the Mass hasn't been going continuously.
Right, yeah.
For 20 years. So this will be the 20-somethingth year that the Mass has been going on. Haven't been able to find specifically when it started.
So is it just an annual event that happens once a year, this Mass?
It is, yeah. Well, the two cities became twinned in 1984, so I think it's been sort of yearly to commemorate that. Mm-hmm. And the Nicaraguan ambassador will be travelling specially from London to attend. I have a fun fact for you about twin cities. So in the UK, we call them twin cities, but they have different names around the world. In America and Australia, apparently they're referred to as sister cities.
Is that because it's maybe harder for twins to be so far apart than it might be for sisters?
Yeah. My favourite description is actually the Russian one, which translates as sworn brother cities.
Wow.
So that's something quite poetic about that. Yep, so the Mass is from 2:30 on Sunday at the Blackfriars Chapel in St Giles. And if you think you'd like to get involved, you can actually join the choir. There's going to be a rehearsal on Saturday the 28th between 10 and 12 at the University Admissions Centre on Little Clarendon Street.
And the Mass is free, right? You can just sort of show up.
It's absolutely free.
Great. On Sunday, it's the 1st of March, which is St David's Day, and there'll be lots of celebrating in Wales. There's one event you can go to celebrate here in Oxford. It's on Saturday, the day before, the 20th February, 6:30 at the Wesley Memorial Church, and it's an evening with the Oxford Welsh Male Voice Choir. So you can join the Oxford Welsh Male Voice Choir for refreshments, I'm thinking Welsh cakes, and traditional songs from 6:30pm. You're very welcome to join in as well. The OWMBC, as we'll now call it, was formed in 1928, so they've been going for years, and they've got over 40 members at the moment. If you want to join them, they rehearse on Thursday nights in Cowley. You don't need to speak Welsh or be able to read music. So it makes me wonder, what are they even singing? But go along, find out. The choir also wear beautiful red tuxedos at their performances, so it's quite a smart affair. If you want to mark St David's Day in another way, by cooking some Welsh cakes, we've got a recipe online on our website, and you can find a link to that from our homepage. Before then, though, the Oxford Welsh Male Voice Choir are at the Wesley Memorial Church on Saturday from 6:30 for St David's Day, and they've also got other concerts throughout Oxfordshire over the rest of the year.
Some more comedy for the weekend now. Milton Jones is coming to the New Theatre on Sunday with his show Milton Jones and the Temple of Daft. It's at 8pm on Sunday. Milton Jones is known for his like very strange kind of one-liners, as well as his garish outfits. And grey hair that you might have seen on all the kind of quiz shows that he's on the BBC. This show will be sort of the same kind of thing as all his shows are, if you've seen them before. It'll be puns and one-liners with the most loose overarching theme that you can possibly imagine. Is that's sort of what I'm thinking it's going to be. And he's a very efficient comedian, I'd say. His jokes, they get straight to the point, and he doesn't really have to work for his audience. Basically, the jokes kind of deliver themselves. Yeah. So
just loads and loads of standalone jokes.
Yeah, and they work.
Similar to Jimmy Carr. Jimmy Carr does a slightly similar thing.
Yeah.
But Milton Jones is a bit more absurd about it.
A bit more absurd, yeah.
He crazy uncle in the corner.
Stand there and deliver them, and it's hilarious. Our friends over at BBC Radio Oxford spoke to him today, actually, about his show. And in that interview, he talks about his onstage persona and also a bit about how he's going to try really hard this time not to say hello Cambridge. So you can go over to BBC Radio Oxford and listen to that interview as well. That's Milton Jones and the Temple of Daft at the New Theatre at 8 p.m. on Sunday.
Our last event for the week, it's happening Tuesday from 1 till 6 at the Oxford Town Hall. This is the Oxford Refashion event. It's returning to the Town Hall for its third year. It's a celebration of sustainable fashion. And the event is part of Recycle for Oxfordshire's efforts to improve waste management and awareness in Oxfordshire. So it's sort of run by the council and there's very much a sort of recycling theme. But also this year, it's linked to the Oxford Fashion Week, which starts Monday and runs until the 6th of March. So a key part of this event is swishing or clothes swapping. So you take along a bag of your clothes, ideally only good quality things, so clothes, shoes, everything, deliver it into the clothes swap, and then you can go around and take other people's clothes, which is really good fun and really cheap and a really nice way just to kind of change things up a bit and maybe pick up something you wouldn't normally buy in a shop, but you think, why not? You take a risk. There's also lots of upcycling demonstrations and workshops and things about how to mend and customise items, and there's stalls where you can buy things. At past events, there's also been stalls from places like Darnit and Stitch and sort of local craft suppliers.
Yeah, because you've been before, haven't you, to one of these events?
Yes, I've been a couple of times and they are really good fun. There's a really nice atmosphere. There's a nice little cafe often and just really kind of fun event. You can't always make everything. So we've got some catwalk shows as well, some with clothes from charity shops and some with clothes created by students at local colleges. So there's kind of a lot of things happening at the same time, and it's one of these places you've just got to go in, nip around, find the thing that you want to do, and then settle down in the cafe. But I would definitely recommend going along to this event. It's 1 till 6 and it's completely free on Tuesday at the Oxford Town Hall. It's called Oxford Refashion and it's also part of the Spring Oxford Fashion Week. This is running from Monday to Friday. All of the catwalk shows are at the Randolph Hotel in their ballroom, and there's a few parties they're also hosting at the Varsity Club, and you can find out more about them on oxfordfashionweek.com for all the full details. And then Oxford Refashion is Tuesday 1 till 6.
If you want to find out about any of these events, you can go to our events listing in our What's On section of the website.
You can also subscribe to the Oxcast on iTunes. There's a link on the Oxcast page, dailyinfo.com/podcasts, or you can go into iTunes and search Daily Info. So we'll come to you every Wednesday.
Don't forget to enter our Mother's Day competition. It's a quiz, but the answers are definitely doable. So give it a go and you could win a £50 bouquet or gift voucher from Bloomin' Chic.
Find us on social media. We're on Twitter as @DailyInfoOxford. And you can find us on Facebook as DailyInfoOxford.
And now to play us out, we've got the rest of the track, Oh Sweet Susie by The Craze. Later, still he hasn't shown. Everywhere there's couples, she's the only girl alone. A pensioner approaches, doddering down the pier. Recognises Susie and bellows in her ear. Don't let him take her for a ride, Susie. Now why ain't you got no sense of pride, Susie? You stitch him up and blow him wide, Susie. Oh, sweet Susie, who's he think you are? Long time after nightfall, down there on the shore, there's a single figure feeling sad and raw. Could it be sweet Susie waiting for him still? Nah, she's elsewhere partying with Tom and Dick and Bill. You let him wonder where you are, Susie. Keep dancing on that fancy bar, Susie. Where were you hiding that cigar, Susie? Oh, sweet Susie, you see what you've done. You played him at his own sweet game and won.